USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen was reportedly interviewed by prosecutors in Manhattan, New York on Thursday. Reports are that he was pressed about Trump's business dealings and relationship with Deutsche Bank, according to anonymous sources who spoke to the Associated Press. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on Trump's request for a stay on a legal battle over his tax records after he leaves office. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has issued his resignation in a letter to President Trump. Azar condemns the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Word broke late Friday night that he will resign at noon on Wednesday as President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. The death toll has reached at least 42, hundreds more injured after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck an island in Indonesia, the second earthquake in as many days. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.